I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. In a few minutes, we are going to ask why Latinos in the U.S. are living longer, significantly longer on average, than other Americans. But first, we want to talk about that amazing rescue. Of course, most people know by now that all 33 miners who have been trapped underground are out. The small escape tube or tunnel has been capped and locked, and Chileans are rejoicing. They're rejoicing in part because, as the country's president, Sebastián Piñera, says, Chile may no longer be known primarily as the setting for General Augusto Pinochet's violent military coup in 1973. Here's President Piñera today on ABC News.
The miners, they gave us a lesson of unity, of worked in partnership, of faith, of hope. So it has been a day that we will never, never forget.
But what will Chileans remember? To talk more about this, we invited José Manuel Simeón. He's a producer with New York One Noticias, the Spanish-language television station. He was raised in Chile, and he once practiced law in the area of property rights related to mining, and his father and grandfather also worked in the mining industry. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Michelle.
So, José Manuel, I understand that you actually have some mixed feelings about this, and I want to get to that in a moment, but I do want to ask what it's been like to watch this drama unfold.
Well, it's been very emotional, of course. When we first heard about the accident, it was terrible, but then when they found they were alive and we saw those miners down there in their shelter and singing the national anthem, if you're Chilean, it's really hard not to be moved by that. And it's also a great story of endurance and hard work and faith.
But what else is it a story of? I understand that you actually have some mixed feelings, which I understand might not be popular with everyone, but I do want to ask what they are.
Well, you know, there's this feeling of national euphoria now, and Chile is a country obsessed with this national identity and how the world sees us. And many people are turning this into, you know, we Chileans are better than everybody else. We could do this. This was impossible. And I see that as a very dangerous road.
What's so terrible about being having a moment of euphoria where you feel a sense of national pride and a remarkable achievement? As I understand it, this is a singular accomplishment. No one can think of another situation in which that many people survive that long, that far underground. Why shouldn't people take pride in that?
No, of course, but there's a rush to feel that this is something we all achieved. And there's this big Hollywood-like narrative of the perfect rescue, which clouds and obscures the underlying stories. Why were these miners there working under dangerous conditions in the first place? There's also this feeling that, you know, everybody cares about these poor miners. We're such a solidary country, but Chile is not a very egalitarian country. It has a very bad distribution of its wealth, and there's very stagnant social classes. And many people who claim to be moved and really concerned about these miners never really cared about poor people or spend a lot of time and energy showing that they're different from people like these miners. So I see a big hypocrisy there.
Okay. Well, having said that, though, what do you think there will be now a move to investigate why the mine collapsed to begin with? Is there a mechanism for doing that? For example, is there any regulatory oversight? Is there any entity with the authority to investigate this accident and to see that it doesn't happen again?
Yes, there's going to be a revamping of the technical agency that belongs to the depends of the Ministry of Mines to review all the security procedures. This mine had been fined previously for safety infractions. But there was probably going to be bills in Congress calling for improved security measures. And there's going to be suits. Some legal suits have already been filed, but there's going to be new suits coming. And the government has, President Piñera has promised that he will investigate this and hold everybody responsible to the last consequences.
I do want to ask you, though, finally, in the minute we have left, about something that President Piñera talked about and that other people have talked about, the fact that this is a country that experienced a very, a brutal dictatorship, a lot of sort of social convulsion. Is there, you know, people often look at sporting events, you know, like World Cup or the Olympics as an occasion for national pride in a way that is unifying and sometimes healthy. And I wonder if you feel that this might be one of those occasions in which the sort of the sense of national unity does have a beneficial effect.
Yes, I think that will happen. There will be an incredible boost of national self-confidence, which is great. There's probably going to be an economic boost. This is, of course, going to help the actions of President Piñera. He's already had a 10-point boost in his approval, and that is all really good, of course.
Well, we'll follow up on this, and I hope you will too, and keep us posted on how you feel the events are developing with both sides of the story. So thank you for that.
Thank you, Michelle.
Jose Manuel Simeon is a producer with New York One Noticias. It's a Spanish language news station in New York City. And of course, he's Chilean. And as he mentioned, his family has a background in the mining industry. Thanks so much for joining us from New York.